In this tutorial, we will review how to schedule an existing patient with workers' compensation or no-fault insurance. Scheduling a patient with workers' compensation or no-fault insurance is done the same way you would schedule any existing patient. From the Office Appointments Week View, click the Select Patient button in the top left-hand corner of the screen. Input one of the forms of patient identification at the patient scheduling screen. When the correct patient's name has been selected, click the Continue button or press Enter on your keyboard. After the patient has been selected, you will return to the provider's schedule. Use the move bars or arrows to find the appointment Use the move bars or arrows to find the week of the appointment in which Use the move bars or arrows to find the week in which you wish to schedule. When an available date has been determined, use the mouse to left-click in an available time slot. If the patient has one or multiple current workers' compensation or no-fault insurance cases, a pop-up will appear after clicking into the available time slot. The pop-up will suggest to select an insurance plan. If the insurance information was documented correctly, you will see in the pop-up screen a reason for the case, the insurance carrier, the patient insured, and the onset date of the case. If the appointment being scheduled is in regards to the comp or no-fault case, then select the appropriate insurance. The appointment details screen will appear. Select the appointment type. The appointment details screen will appear. If necessary, select the appointment type. In the note field, the onset date and reason will automatically be entered from the insurance information. Notice in the bottom right corner of the appointment details screen, the chosen insurance will match the compensation insurance that you selected. Click OK. Click OK and you will return to the provider's schedule where the patient will be booked for their appointment. Remember that if the patient is seeing the provider for both a compensation injury and their routine medical issues, it is advised that the patient be scheduled twice. When the second appointment is added, a prompt will ask you to verify that you would like to schedule the same patient twice in one day. Having the second appointment will ensure that the provider can create and keep separate the progress notes for the compensation case and the patient's general medical issues. This concludes the scheduling a patient with workers' compensation or no-fault insurance video tutorial.